Rocky's old man is Patrick Boggs. We are doing Mockery Rocks. We are not about sports, or maybe we are. The football game between the University of Georgia and the University of Florida will have approximately 9,000 tickets available for each school. That is 18,000 people just hoping that they will not get a piece of the pandemic. Get the coronavirus. There had been talk of increasing capacity beyond the limit that had been set under COVID-19 safety protocols. After Florida Governor Ron DeSantis changed guidelines for reopening various things around the state of Florida. This is a rock of mockery. No, I'm not quite finished with the topic of sports, even though we are not a sports podcast. The next thing is nicknames. There is a team in professional football. I don't mean soccer, I mean American gridiron. There is a team that has no nickname. Used to be the Redskins, and then they found shame in that name, but couldn't come up with another one. How about the DC Dragons? I don't know. You've never seen a dragon? I haven't either, but it makes a nice nickname. Because we have, in Japan, where I live, a baseball team called the Dragons. Some stronger baseball teams in Japan are sponsored by or owned by newspapers. Chunichi is a newspaper, and it sponsors the Dragons, and they play mostly in Nagoya, Japan. Most people only think of the most famous team in Japan because that team sponsor is the biggest newspaper in Japan, Yomiuri, the Giants. There is an American football coach by the name of Hugh Freeze, and he coaches for Liberty. Could be a university, could be a college, was started by the preacher man by the name of Jerry Falwell, but I believe the son Falwell is not associated with that college or university, but Hugh Freeze is, and their nickname is the Flames. Reminds me of a hockey team in Atlanta, but that hockey team moved to Calgary. And now, Amy Coney Barrett. She's a nice lady. I sort of still think. She comes from Indiana, which is the same state from which Mike Pence, the vice president, came from. She has been on the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. I wonder if a circuit is still a circuit. I mean, do you have to travel around if you are a judge for a circuit court? The Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit includes Central District of Illinois, Northern District of Illinois, Southern District of Illinois, Northern District of Indiana, Southern District of Indiana, Eastern District of Wisconsin, and Western District of Wisconsin. As it is organized so that it would seem, the districts of the Seventh Circuit are cutting up three states. They include the entirety of those three states, Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Her name was Amy Vivian Coney. When she was born January 28th in 1972 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Her husband's name is Jesse Barrett. I think they got married in 1999. She got a degree from Rhodes College. And then she went to the University of Notre Dame and was not a cheerleader for the football team. She is the eldest of seven children and has five sisters and a brother. Her father, Michael Coney, worked as an attorney for Shell Oil Company, and her mother, Linda, was a high school French teacher and a homemaker. Barrett is of French descent. Her great-great-grandparents immigrated from France to New Orleans. Her family were devout Catholics. And her father has been an ordained deacon since 1982. Barrett grew up in Matry, a suburb of New Orleans. She attended St. Mary's Dominican High School, an all-girls Roman Catholic high school, from which she graduated in 1990. She was student body vice president in high school. After high school, Barrett attended Rhodes College, where she majored in English literature and minored in French. She graduated magna cum laude in 1994 with a Bachelor of Arts degree and was inducted into Omicron, Delta Kappa, and Phi Beta Kappa. In her graduating class, she was named Most Outstanding English Department Graduate. She then studied law at Notre Dame Law School. On a full tuition scholarship, she was an executive editor of the Notre Dame Law Review and graduated first in her class in 1997. With a Juris Doctor summa cum laude. All of those wonderful accomplishments dated in the 90s seem to me to be like yesterday because I myself am so old. I find it interesting to look at the other judges who were on the circuit court with her. Just comparing the nice lady to others on the United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, it appears that she was the youngest and least experienced on that court, even though the President of the United States, who chose her, also chose for that court. How many others? One, two, three. Three plus her. And the only one chosen by a Democratic president for that court, not the Supreme Court, was Circuit Judge Diane Wood, chosen by President Clinton. all of the others on that court were chosen by Republicans. The news from Reuters says, and I mean Reuters News Service, not any particular writers for that news service, says thousands marched to the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington last Saturday as we record this rock of mockery on the 19th of October. They marched to commemorate the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they were protesting President Trump's rush to push through Amy Coney Barrett as her replacement. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has scheduled an October 22nd vote on the nomination of Barrett over objections from the Democrats that the confirmation process comes too close to the election day on the 3rd of November. Now, even though I would lean toward everything those Democrats say, I don't think this is such a terrible nomination. I don't like the idea of rushing the lady through, but she's well qualified. She could have stayed a little longer on the court that she came from and therefore gotten more experience before going to the Supreme Court. However, we may see a nomination from the Democratic president, I mean Joe Biden, coming next. A nomination of someone who has no experience. Well qualified, in my opinion, but the motivation may be that we have to retaliate. The person I refer to as the nominee, can you guess? I think it just might be Barack Obama. In all of American history, I was told by the tour guide in Washington, D.C., there has been only one president who later became a Supreme Court justice. Somebody somewhere is thinking, let's do that again. Okay? Oh, one more thing to remind you of. Even though everybody's worried about having a lady like Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court as related to the issue of abortion and overturning Roe v. Wade, there is nothing to rule on until a state passes a law and it goes to the Supreme Court. Nothing about abortion can go through the Supreme Court until something is sent from a particular state. And I'm not going to... No, I'm not going to shut up about it. And one more item to make sure everybody knows this little technical thing. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, the president has agreed with people interviewing him that the matter of abortion would be in the hands of each and every state, not the federal government. I was born in the same year as the president, 1946. There were no abortions in the hospital where I was born, but there were abortions in that famous hospital in Queens. Really? Famous? Which hospital? Did they issue a birth certificate? Has he shown it to anybody? I'm not sure he was born in the USA. Can he prove it with a document? That's the same kind of thing that he gave the previous president, but nobody has the audacity to give it to him. Mr. President, Mr. Trump, you have never shown us your birth certificate. I'd love to hear that in a press conference. I want to thank you for listening to this Rock of Mockery. Soon, and very soon, we will be only on Patreon with our content. The free feed will just be reminders to go to Patreon.
Blame the land a little. And you know what Joe Biden will do? Build back better.